called step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Thursday. There's football tonight. There's a Game 5 in the National League. And everybody is joyous because of Barry's show last night being a huge success. Oh, and by the way, be careful now. You got what you asked for.
Uh-oh.
You got the Yankees, yeah. Not the Indians. Everybody seemed to be giddy about that. Now we're going to see how the story goes, because there is that whole theory about the hot team. And there's pretty much no doubt when you face four elimination games and win four straight like the Yankees just did, that they're not playing bad baseball. Aaron Judge, by the way, whoosh, maybe not, but the rest of them, pretty good.
Yeah, Aaron Judge isn't the, of all the guys you would have thought, too, yep. Right? It's amazing to see how some people's MVP has just disappeared.
Or MVP and, peed down my leg.
And other people's MVP didn't. He showed out.
Right.
So, yeah. Hey, before we get into it, I just want to say thanks to everybody that came out last night, man. I really appreciate it. It was awesome to see a lot of coworkers came, Tyler. Thank you for coming, man. I appreciate it. A lot of folks from the station here came. A lot of listeners showed up, family and friends and strangers. And I just, it was an awesome night for me. And it means a lot for people to take time out of their day and week, in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, to take time and show up. Means the world to me. It was a fantastic night. Had a great time. The show went great. All the comedians did great. So just
That's
couldn't
awesome.
Couldn't have gone better. I was super happy. And like I said, I was nervous about getting 25 people through the door, and there ended up being over 100. So I was
really?
Yeah, I was so happy. Couldn't have been happier. So yeah, thanks again if you're listening and
Trey
you came
had a
out.
Sign.
Trey, yes, let's address this.
I tried.
You. So, if you, yeah, most people that didn't, or, you know, have listened to the show, and again, you've been trying to get people to hug me,
yep.
Because you know I'm not a hugger.
Right.
At the shows. So, now I get why you kept telling Jose, did you get this poster board and the marker?
Right.
Because I show up, and then I see on Twitter, Jose standing out in front of the Houston Improv with a sign that said something to the effect of free hugs from
Free Barry hugs in lobby after show.
I was like, I hate every one of you so much right now. If I get hugged, I'm going to be so pissed. Yeah, and thankfully, they had enough respect for the show not to show it during the show. But
I would have been okay with it.
Before and after, they're holding it in the lobby as people are filing out to
That's
leave.
Awesome.
Jose's holding the sign up. I was like, if you don't put that damn thing down right now, if I get hugged, I'm punching everyone in the face.
We have some of the best paid interns ever. Jose,
he's gonna murder
Jose
you.
Knows exactly what to do and follow
he
through.
He is going
to
murder your face for saying that, too. Yeah, no, but it was. I thought it was hilarious. So good for you.
Thank you.
You got in that shot there. Yeah, but it was a good time, man. So I appreciate everybody coming out.
I saw the pictures on Twitter. Your boy Shock was there. You had good support.
Yep.
That was great.
Yeah,
Shock. That.
Known him for almost 5 years and never been to a show. So appreciate
Jose just
that.
Came in the production studio to flip me off.
Yeah.
He but heard it.
Trey style. You know, that's how those interns roll. That's what they do.
Those guys are best buds. They hang.
Yes.
They rub elbows every day.
Trey came.
They
I was super
sitting next to each other.
Yeah, they were, right?
Yeah, Jose had his arm around Trey.
They were on a date. Was it a date? It was an intern date.
Yeah. How many arms did it take? to get his arm around him. I'm just asking.
Wow. Shots fired.
Oh, you wrecked me.
Yeah, you got me. No, but it was cool, man. Trey came. That was awesome. And yeah, I would hate to try to thank everybody individually because I wouldn't want to forget anyone. But a lot of people showed up. So yeah, it was awesome, man. It made my year to see the turnout. So very cool.
Next time you can say showed up and shut up would be great.
I'm not going there.
I am. All right, so we got that out of the way. Tyler is again in for Nick, and we appreciate him. From the updates we were getting, hopefully Nick will return soon. But again, shout-outs and prayers to Nick as he continues to deal with some stuff. But we love him. We miss him. And again, baseball on the agenda. I saw lots of Twitter a lot of people hoping and praying for the Yankees. Where are your thoughts now, and what are you predicting on this series? Because the fact of the matter is, like I said, look, that Brett Gardner at bat all by itself shows you that they got some professional hitters and professional players that know what to do and when to do it. So it should be interesting, but you've got home field advantage. It goes to show you that it doesn't matter, like you and I were talking about a month ago, it doesn't matter how hot you were in the regular season, it matters what you bring to the table when it matters the most in the postseason, and what matters the most is that the crying Jordan meme is all over the Indians.
Oh, my goodness. I saw him for the first time about 30 minutes ago.
The Chief Wahoo with the teeth, but Jordan's face is fantastic.
The best. And then to see the Terry Francona crying Jordan where he has on Francona's glasses. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't seen, I need to find them. I'll tweet them out at Barry is Funny. They are, unless you have them, go ahead and tweet them at Pac-Man Joel. But, oh, they were top-notch. And I can't wait. I look forward to every series and in sports because the crying Jordans, I still love them. I know I probably shouldn't. I know a lot of people don't like them anymore. They think it's played out. Yeah. I love because people are still getting creative with them. You know what I mean? You can't just throw a crying Jordan. Like, they had the crying Jordan in the Green Monster after the Red Sox lost. Loved it. You know what I mean? They had, when you put Terry Francona's glasses on, and so it was the crying Jordan face on Terry Francona's body with his hat on and the glasses. It's those subtle details that make them beautiful.
Did I mention the one about the hole that Odell Beckham had punched in the wall in Green Bay last year, and all of a sudden it was Aaron Rodgers peeking through and said, psst, hey, you still calling yourselves dem boys?
Yeah.
And then Travis sent me one, and then the next page was the crying Jordan coming through the hole.
The hole. That was the best, yeah.
Yeah, so there's been some good ones out there, but that thing has run its course, and then some it's still running. But I don't know what course it's on, but it's still there, and you like them.
People are freaking out about your saying four straight elimination games. What he meant is the wild card was no elimination game.
And then they were down 0-2 and won three games. Thank you.
In elimination games this year in the playoffs, they're 4-0. Four straight.
Freak out all you want. I was right. Thank you. All right, so we got a busy show today. Sigmund Bloom, again, we remind you every week, Thursdays 2:30, Sigmund Bloom. He joins us, and we roll through fantasy football. We know y'all play. We know y'all have lots of dilemmas going on with your rosters. But here's the thing. If you want your questions answered, be proactive. Get them to us starting now if you want, but you can text, you can call, or you can tweet. We're going to go in rapid-fire order because he brings his stuff. And he is ready to go. We're going to be ready to go. And we're going to fly through him. If you try and get in last minute, it's probably not going to work out for you. And then you're going to play the wrong player and you're going to lose. So be prepared to be ahead of schedule. 2:30 Sigmund Bloom. That means you can call, you can text 713-780-3776. Don't call us now because we're not going to remember. But you can text us or tweet us what your dilemmas are fantasy football-wise. And that way we can keep them on file and we can roll through them. You can reach us on Twitter. At Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Producer T. Scott. We will all be here till 4 o'clock, I promise, unless Barry has to leave early. Then he'll be here till 3:45. Other than that, we are here for you, and we plan to entertain you. So just sit back, relax. Don't start texting anymore because you think you're right, because you're wrong. We're going to have much more show in just minutes. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a good one. We're working on some other things for you. I'm trying to get a certain guest on that I've been trying to get all week that hopefully will come through because the listeners will like it. But I don't want to tease it too much until we get him.
I was going to say it out loud. Put it out there. You want me
then
to
you're gonna put
it?
Pressure on me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he...
Ah, what the McHale...
That was pretty good. He's such a clown. But anyway, we'll get to that and more in just mere minutes. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Infuse Energy. I'm telling you right now, Infuse Energy is the energy company that I believe in. And I just got my latest bill. Why do I believe in them? Well, because they step up and they do exactly what they say they're going to do. They've lowered my monthly bill by over $150 a month. That is fantastic. Why? How? You ask? It's easy. They have great customer service. They sit down and they talk to you and they understand when you use energy, when you don't use as much, and whether it's a business or for your home, they're going to tailor make a program for you at a great rate that's going to get the job done and make you very happy you signed up with Infuse Energy. All you got to do is go to InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and then it goes from there. infuse energy into your life because affordable, hassle-free energy is from a company that has your back, and it's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan, it offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and that helps decrease your carbon footprint. I'm telling you, I believe in it. I endorse it because it works for me. 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Tyler's in for Nick. It's Barry and Joel as we continue to roll till 4 o'clock, and we'll entertain you throughout the process of this three-hour extravaganza. We were talking a little bit about the fact that the Astros know who they're playing. They have home field advantage. They'll take on the Yankees. It starts Friday night, 7:08, I believe, is the start time at the Juice Box. And then on Saturday, I think it's a 3:08 start. It'll be Keuchel in Game 1, Verlander in Game 2. Looks like for the Yankees, it'll be Sonny Gray in Game 1. And have they announced Game 2?
No, but my guess, and I was trying to figure this out, I'm guessing Severino will be Game 2 and versus Verlander. So you have Gray, Keuchel, Severino, Verlander. Game 3 in New York, probably Tanaka versus Peacock. But again, I'm going to say if you're up 2-0, I might run McCullers out there. I'll be honest with you. And I know that's not a popular thing, but I might run McCullers out there and just see what you get.
Why?
Because I'm sticking with my guns about having Peacock as an option. Because if you start McCullers, Peacock's come out of the pen. He can give you long relief.
And
I'm
he's
sticking
done it.
With that. If they're up 2-0.
And he's done it.
If they're up 2-0. Now, if you drop one at home, then I might need to go with somebody that I feel like might be a little more stable. And the best start that they had, obviously, and the best outing from their starters outside of Keuchel and Verlander was really Morton. So if they drop a game, if they're going to New York 1-1, I'm probably going to run Morton out there, to be honest with you.
I would go with Morton, too. Peacock, as good as he was all season long, he worried me a little bit with just his body language and the way he pitched in the Boston series.
You worry about these guys in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a big moment
for
them.
I've said it to you several times in the last couple weeks. Look, it's a whole new ball game, and experience means something when you're talking about the postseason. You can have young players that have played their ass off all year long. They get to the postseason, and they tighten up a little bit. And that little difference between being tight and being loose can be the difference between the best defensive team in baseball and 7 errors in 2 games. If you want to look at the Indians' defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, just saying. That's the kind of thing that can happen. And because of it, the Indians are going home. The Yankees are advancing to play the Astros. We'll know the National League matchup after tonight as the Cubs will take on the Nationals in Washington to see how that all shakes out after the Nationals were able to pull one out yesterday. Mike Taylor with a grand salami into the basket in right field and Wrigley after the announcers went on over and over again how I don't think Aaron Judge or Stanton or anybody else could reach the anywhere near the warning track today. And then boom, the center fielder that weighs about 185 goes yard on you for a grand slam. Thanks, guys. But that was that made it interesting. And look, for all the crap Strasburg got, holy cow, did he come out and pitch a ball game?
Isn't it funny how that works? Like you all this build up and the is he being a baby? All that, and then he comes out and he's money, and that's the beauty of postseason and these storylines. It happens all the time. It seems like you get a guy that this you question. It's the same thing with Girardi. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same type of scenario, right? Like, just when you think you hit a low point, they go out and win 3 straight against the Indians and move on, and Girardi, I guess all the Yankee fans that were calling for Girardi's job all of a sudden love Girardi again?
I guess so.
New York fans are
fickle like that.
Yeah, but everyone that was hating on Strasburg is like, that's my guy. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
I mean, look, and here's the thing. You do wonder behind the scenes, was it his agent? Was it him looking at social media and seeing the heat he was getting? Was it his teammates who just said, bro, you know, seriously, when the whole season's on the line and we're looking at you, you need to look back and say, just give me the ball. I don't care if you got the sniffles and a little bit of a sore throat. Whatever the reasoning behind it or however it happened, whatever the change of heart that needed to take place did, and man, he pitched his tail off to go 7 innings. What'd he strike out, like 13?
I have to look at the box.
12? He was
12,
on
12 or 13.
Yeah, yeah. Just on
fire. Do you think MLB is going to start classifying mold as a PED?
It's genuinely something that they may look into.
I like what you did there.
Yeah, dude. They definitely can look into that.
That's funny.
And you know what? From the Girardi front, here's a guy that's been loyal to the Yankees forever and a day. You know, he's fought through some tough years. He's managed them in good and bad. He's done everything you could ask for in a manager. And look, we're all human. We make mistakes.
Well, I don't, but yeah, you're right.
Right, everybody but you. And the thing is the mistake happens. But if a guy just wanted to brush it under the rug, and we were talking about this with PEDs and everything else, admit your mistake and people will forgive you, you know? But if you don't, that's where you face a lot more scrutiny. But the fact that he said, look, I screwed up.
Yeah.
I should have. Bottom line. But you're going to boo him in lineups. And I heard Buster Olney on with the Blitz the other day. He said Joe Girardi may just walk away from the Yankees after this year because there's so much stress, there's so much pressure, and he just doesn't need it. He may, you know, take a little time off, and he's going to have a job whenever he wants one. He's a really good manager. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't help if you expect Joe Girardi to be your manager next year that you just put him through the ringer after this whole was the guy hit or not. And yet he still found it. And you could see the exuberance, the extra exuberance on that final out. And then you could hear it from Frazier. And Todd Frazier said, we won this game for Joe. That means he hasn't lost his locker room.
Yep.
He's got guys that believe in him. And look, again, I keep emphasizing this because it's not going to be the cakewalk that everybody thinks. The Yankees are the hottest team playing right now. Unless you're the Houston Astros.
I was going to say.
Okay, but I'm saying playing because they were still playing. The Astros were already done. Okay. I'm saying after last night, the Yankees got a little heat going their way. They're playing pretty good baseball.
Three in a row against the team that everyone thought was, and you know, record-wise proved the best team in the American League.
Too.
You beat perhaps the Cy Young winner.
Yep.
Both, isn't that amazing? Both Cy Young winners bounced from the playoffs. Remember when everyone said pitching was so important? Remember when I got... Remember, there was a while back when people were telling me I was an idiot because I said that pitching didn't matter that much in the playoffs, that offense can carry you. And these teams are putting up numbers.
The playoffs aren't over yet, but you did say that.
I did, and I got a lot of heat for it. I said that it didn't matter about these teams and their pitching because their offense. Name me. I mean, you look at the numbers that the Astros put up against the Red Sox and Chris Sale. And you know what I mean? And the Yankees are putting up against guys like Kluber. It's a different baseball, you know, it's a different era. This is an offensive era, and you don't necessarily have to have top, you need good pitching, but you know what you also need? You need an offense that can put up numbers.
Kershaw was good, but you look at Zach Greinke, go around every series and every wild card and say, hey, the starters weren't the dominating starters that they were.
Dude, those first two wild card games, pitching, how far did that carry you?
Yeah, three, maybe what?
I'm telling you.
In a third?
That's the thing. In the first round of the ALDS. Like,
yep.
Most of these starters are getting pulled after like 2-3 innings.
That's why I wish I knew who it was that was just berating me and telling me I was an idiot and didn't know what I was talking about because. Remember I sat here and made my case with different statistics and numbers that proved that the last several teams won it with offense. And so, everyone talks about the pitching matchups. Really what you have to be concerned about, and you said it earlier, is the Yankees are hot at the plate. The pitching matchups are going to take care of themselves, but you've got the two hottest offensive teams facing each other in the American League Championship Series. There's no doubt about that.
And look, from a starter's perspective, you got to be pretty happy that the two probably best, quote-unquote, ace-type pitchers that pitched were both on your squad. Because Verlander had a couple of bumps, but he pitched well. Keuchel looked like he built steam up and momentum as he got through. He got out of a couple of jams. But they did pretty darn well. Kershaw probably in that mix a little bit, too. But look, that's why they went out and got Justin Verlander, too. Because this whole thing, I was thinking about it last night. What a different scenario this would have been all the way through if you only had Dallas Keuchel and then everybody else. And instead of talking about who our 3 and 4 starters were going to be, we'd be talking about who's going to pitch 2.
Yeah. The deeper you got, the worse it would have gotten, for sure. You know what I mean? But I still like their rotation, even if it was Keuchel and McCullers and Peacock and Morton and McHugh.
That's assuming McCullers could go, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I was actually listening to 94.1 Sports Map and Palillo, and I was, because I hadn't listened yet, so I was checking it out, and a caller was calling in, and I was like, oh, if they go, I would love to see him pull Gregerson. I'm like, why? He gave you 2 scoreless innings in the ALDS. Why are you guys hating on Gregerson? Why are you hating on some of these guys that are actually performing? If you want to hate on someone on this staff, hate on Liriano. Why are you hating on McCullers, who was a top 10 pitcher until he got hurt?
Yeah.
He was literally, there was talks that the Astros had two Cy Young candidates before both of them got hurt. These guys
that's dead on accurate.
These guys can pitch. You can't blame an injury and time off and all that. Everyone seems to have lost their faith in McCullers, and I don't know why. He was rocky, sure, but he was also coming back from injury. Remember, everybody was bailing on Keuchel? Oh, my God, we got to get a starter. Keuchel sucks. And I was trying, hey, let's give him four starts and see how it goes. The fourth start went fine, and he was great after that. I have no reason not to believe the same wouldn't be true with
McCullers. Here's the other thing with McCullers. We talked about it. I brought it up, I think it was yesterday, the day before. The other thing is, don't hate on him because he came in and he may have given up a run or two.
Yep.
He's never come out of the bullpen before like that.
That's a great
point.
So
he had to learn that the differences, the subtle differences between getting ready as a starter and getting ready quickly as a reliever. He's going to get better as it goes. That's why it was just so important, regardless of what he brought to the table or what he gave up run-wise. He had to get that under his belt because he'll know better next time how to prepare. That's something you got to keep into consideration as well as you continue to go forward. All right, we're going to continue to go forward as well. We got some funny, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there were some pretty funny exchanges on Twitter last night with the Yankees Twitter account and Jose Ramirez, who
I didn't
should not have tweeted when he did when the Indians were up 2-0. I'll get to that little bit of humor as we continue to roll on, and we'd love to have you a part of the show. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We're here till 4. You should be too. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The 0-1 swung on and hit in the air to right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Yes, indeedy. How do you like that in the deciding game 5? Didi's hit 2 home runs in a row. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He hits a 2-run home run. And here in the 3rd inning, the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Man at second, 2 down. 5-2 New York, bottom 9. Chapman lifts the leg, fires. And that's in there. Got him looking. It's over. And the Yankees have come back from an 0-2 deficit. They've eliminated the defending American League champs, and they're headed to the ALCS.
Hey, first, that was John Sterling in the New York Yankees radio network.
Yes, indeed. You see what I did there, kids? Because I'm clever.
Didi Gregorius is glorious. Oh, boy.
And Have you done that? Did you have those with the Rockets?
Not during play-by-play. I would only do it during the studio when we recapped the first half and recapped the games.
Okay.
That's when I would do the...
But not during?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
My best one there that went all over YouTube was when we were playing Portland and Troy Daniels had come up from the Vipers, the D-League team.
Right.
And hit the big shot. And you know, sometimes you don't even think about it. And you just, all of a sudden, spur of the moment, I was like, the sniper from the Vipers just did in the Blazers. And that one, like, the next morning was all over the place. And you know, your phone kind of blows up. And at the time, you're not thinking about it. And then when they came back against the Clippers, I said something to the effect of, Hollywood, you like apples? How you like them apples? The Rockets just came back from 20-some down to 19 down to beat the Clippers in L.A. And that one, next morning I woke up and I put on SportsCenter and I was like, whoa.
Oh, you made SportsCenter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, some of those
fancy.
Those were pretty cool.
I didn't realize I was hanging next to somebody that was famous.
Dude,
like
you're
that.
The headliner.
You're in the presence of greatness.
Damn,
Barry. Yeah, Barry's here after headlining last night.
Yeah, I may have made the improv. Bro, you made SportsCenter. You're worldwide.
No.
That's pretty badass.
That's why I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah, we're both kind of.
We're on the worldwide leader just by call letters.
Yeah, we're both pretty much just like, eh.
So the Yankees do the unthinkable, the improbable. They come back and they beat the Indians. Everybody was worried about the Indians. Now you worry no more. Evidently, the Indians weren't too worried either. I mentioned this coming out or going out, going to break last segment. Very funny stuff. Jose Ramirez, who we all know, the Indian second baseman who was rumored to be and still may be, you know, one of the MVP candidates as he had a hot year. After they went up 2-0, a lot of Yankee fans were going back and forth with him on Twitter and said that they were going to come back. And he said, and I quote on his Twitter account, "We're 3-0 at Yankee Stadium this year, cupcake."
Oops.
Which just kind of sat there while they were up 2-0.
Oops.
The New York Yankees official Twitter account came back last night with, "We like cupcakes and champagne."
Oh, you wrecked me.
Yeah, and then there was an Instagram photo of CeCe Sabathia that said, "Final, Yankees 5, team that blew a 2-0 series lead, 2. And it goes back to the Indians taking a shot at the Yankees last week when Jay Bruce came up big and they had tweeted Bruce with about 65 U's and then followed up with Jay Bruce is on our team because our owner wrote a check that competitors for Jay wouldn't, taking a shot at the fact that the Yankees were after him too and decided not to. To which the Yankees Twitter account responded with a picture of LeBron James in the stands holding a Yankees hat and basically letting him know pinstripe pride.
Ouch.
Because LeBron's been a Yankees fan forever. That's what people didn't make a big enough deal about. Even when he was given these, "Hey, I ride with the tribe," and the when they had the 22-game streak and he was all over it and everything like that. And I thought more people would go back to the fact he's a Cowboys fan, he's a Yankees fan.
He's a front runner.
Yeah, no doubt.
No big surprise there.
And he's always worn that Yankees hat. So they had this picture of him in the stands at a game celebrating with his Yankees hat in the air.
Oh, that's
hashtag
hilarious.
Pinstripe pride coming from the Yankees.
That is fantastic.
Oh, the fun games and shenanigans of social media.
I love it.
It is fun.
Hey, we got a couple text questions I want to get to. I did a poor job yesterday of keeping the listeners involved via the text line, so I want to do that today. First one was, Barry, does Dallas fan hate Houston teams as much as Houston fan hates Dallas teams? That was from Brandon. I don't know what your opinion is, but I kind of feel like Houston fans hate Dallas teams more. Because I always feel like when you're on the wrong side, usually, or on the, you know, on the side that hasn't been getting the best of the other city, you usually have a lot more hate and vitriol. And in most cases, it feels like Houston teams have been on the wrong side of that, including against the Mavs and the Rangers until this year. And so I would say my guess would be Houston fans hate Dallas teams more. I don't know how you feel about it.
You brought it up during the break, and the big thing for me is, having just been in Dallas and talked to some people about it, they said, you know, if it's a rivalry that's happened over years and big games and, like, huge, impactful games, Steelers-Cowboys, you know, things like that, from a football perspective, then they'd say, yeah. But they said that from a Texans perspective, it's not there. Now, from a baseball perspective, and all of the vitriol and the hate that went through even this year between the Rangers and the Astros, there's definitely some animosity there. And I believe that what used to be a joke, the silver boot, whether they don't care who wins the boot, they just hope they want to be the team that kicks the other one's ass, whether they're wearing the boot or not.
Yeah,
so I think it's definitely there for that. And I think from a basketball perspective, it's somewhat there because of the fact that Mark Cuban is there and he likes to stir it up.
And he talks mess about Houston and the Rockets.
And then Chandler was there after he left Houston and he was talking and you know, it went back and forth. I think it's a little, but now that the Mavericks suck, it's not as big as it once was, but there was something there. I will say that.
Okay. A couple others. So, a sergeant from Baytown said, Didi and Marwin both on roids, right? Question mark. Now, I think in Marwin's case, you're just seeing a guy that's finally getting some playing time, and some meaningful at-bats, and you know, he got a chance to prove what he could do, and it's a maturation process, and he's a vet, and he's learned how, you know, to play the game at the major league level, and it's evolution. I mean, you don't have to always be roided up. I mean, it's not like he didn't go Brady Anderson and hit 60 home runs
right
after hitting 12.
I mean, here's the thing.
But he definitely got more pop.
It's one thing to say what you said. Look, he got an opportunity, but he made the most of it. Yep. He wouldn't be in the lineup every day, and Hinch wouldn't be finding a spot for him every day if he wasn't performing. And he put up steady, consistent numbers, regardless of what position he was playing, where he was hitting in the lineup. It didn't matter. And that's what you look for in the ultimate utility guy. I mean, I know that's, again, that's kind of like a game manager in football. A lot of guys don't like that title, but guess what? When you do it and do it well, and your manager's working to find a spot for you to play somewhere in the lineup every day, there's not only a spot for that, you're going to get paid pretty well. He's a free agent at the end of the year, I believe.
In this town, we used to talk about Billy Spires all the time.
Yes.
Being that guy. Like, you would always compare. When Marwin first started making waves, he can play all over the diamond and he can hit a little bit. He was getting compared to Billy Spires. I know at least by me and a few other people, but Billy Spires was always known as that super utility guy.
Yep.
Going way back, but I think it's safe to say that Marwin Gonzalez has supplanted Billy Spires as the ultimate utility guy in this town, and maybe many other towns. I mean, there's very few guys that you can look at that can, as a utility player, and leads his team in RBIs and does what he did and has the kind of year as a utility player, right? Because that's what he is.
I mean, you got the guy in Detroit that played every position late in the year, but the game didn't mean anything, and they were doing that just to get pub.
Exactly.
Do it all season long. Hit around or over 300. Put up the, you know, lead the team in RBIs. Do the things that Marwin did, and then we can really talk about it.
Yeah.
But you're right. You look around the league, and you know the one. If Marwin can start punting the football inside the 10, like Billy Spires. Because a lot of people don't realize Billy Spires was the punter for the Clemson football team.
Isn't that great?
And I believe his son is now the punter for the Clemson football team.
Really?
Yeah. But Billy Spires was definitely a great call because he could play everything, outfield, infield, you know, every position in the infield pretty much. And that was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, you got to cherish what you got in Marwin, but you got to believe that there's a lot of teams looking at him going, hey, we're going to come to you, and the first thing we're going to say is you don't have to be a utility player anymore. We're going to have a position for you.
Yep.
We're going to have a spot for you in the lineup every day, and we're going to pay you well.
Yeah, and then no doubt that he won't put up numbers like he did. I just, you know, it always seems to happen that way. By the way, Harrison Lee said, most Dallas sports fans I've met treat Houston fans like the well-meaning but slow sibling. Yeah.
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 Except for when they're tailgating. Then they treat them like punching bags in a back alley, and that's why you need a ticket to tailgate at NRG now.
Nice.
All right, right now I want to tell you about my good friends at Window World, because I'm telling you, Window World is the place to go if you're looking for windows in the Houston area. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in the U.S. of A., and they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. I'm telling you, they're the number one window company in the country for a reason, because they offer a lifetime warranty. It's a higher quality product. You get it at a low price. Right now, windows start at just $189 a window, plus $45 for Solar Zone Low E, which meets all Texas energy regulations. And you know what it does? It reduces your energy bills. You'll see it month by month, especially when it gets its hottest and you need to keep the cool air in, or if it gets a little chilly outside and you want to keep it warm. With these windows, your energy bills are going to go down because the savings are going to be saved inside the house where it keeps exactly the climate you want. Call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate right now. It's absolutely free with no hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You call, they come to you, they check out what you got, they tell you what they could do, and they go away. If you want to use them, you call them back. They'll set up an appointment. They'll do all the work, and you'll be very, very happy. If you never want to hear from them again, they're not going to call you and hassle you. They're going to go away and wait for you to call them. That's how much they believe in their product. Call 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. As we continue to roll on.
They didn't go out. I had the quiet button on.
No, you noticed that.
Now you break the fourth wall.
No,
on
I'm,
that.
I, yeah,
one
well,
of the beautiful things is no one knows that I looked at you funny.
That's
true. But you responded out loud, and now they're going, "What the hell is he talking about?"
Yeah, I was talking to Tyler down the wire, and isn't that what the technical term is? Down the line,
It's IFB, internal feedback.
Indeed. Yes,
whatever. You guys in your fancy radio, I don't. I'm not involved in your world. Yeah, I'm not a professional radio guy.
The only professional here is Joel.
It's not true.
But you're, I may get paid to do this, but
you're not professional.
I'm not professional.
A lot of people think you're one of the best producers in this city. That makes you professional. You get paid to do what you do.
I appreciate their love.
I would not be one of them.
Well, there you go. That's why he's not professional. That,
hey,
that was not
professional. You know why? I'm not on Sundays anymore.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you won't play the ESG hype track.
No, I refuse.
Yeah, you're an a-hole.
No.
Wow.
I am a diehard Astros fan because I know that Houston rapper hype tracks are Houston's curse.
Jerk face, stupid head. You won't play the ESG hype track.
Nope.
He said Jim McCrane gripping wood grain. Why won't you play that? Ask my boy McCain, which isn't even his name.
Yeah, wait a minute. You won't play that, but you played Yes Indeedy.
Yeah.
Because that's relevant.
Oh. That's an Astro song. That's not relevant?
You're kind of just being a dick about it.
Yes Indeedy, you mean All Systems Go?
No.
I'll play that.
No.
Yes Indeedy, I want the ESG. Glorious, whatever.
I want the ESG Wooston hype track. We put it on our ESPN Houston Facebook page. It was out there yesterday.
Which means it's gold.
And, some of the reactions to it,
yeah, they're not favorable.
Joel Guerra said, "This is why we can't have nice things."
See,
it's not a lot of Paul Wall. Literally said not to do this. From Josh.
Did you not see his tweet? I'm gonna go.
Yeah, because they said the team would get cursed. I do know that was said. They were even telling Bun B to stay away.
Hugo,
because he did in 2015.
Yep.
Yep. Bun made a track, and
when did Paul Wall say that? Paul Wall said that September 28th, 2017, he tweeted out, "Dear all Houston rappers, please don't make no songs for Astros till the season is over." And Hugo posted that in the Wooston track that we put on our ESPN Houston Facebook page, and it's not getting a lot of love right now, really. Hmm. I'm surprised, because it's really hype. I think you should play it.
I really want you to play it.
You think I should play it.
Jim McCrane gripping wood grain. Why would you not play that?
Why can't
that
you just solid, repeat that line all throughout the show?
That is
then?
Solid
driving opponents insane. You know what I'm saying? In the membrane.
He goes through ESG and whoever the other guy is. I've never heard of the other guy. I've heard of ESG, but Matt Do? I've never heard of Matt Do.
D-O-O or
just D-O.
D-U.
Is it supposed to be Matt Doe?
Matt Doe.
But wouldn't that be D-O-U-G-H?
Or D-O-H.
Doe. Yeah, was he Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
I never heard of Matt Doe, but ESG ran through the entire 25-man roster in the song. So, if nothing else, it's about 7.5 to 8 minutes.
So it's in the same neighborhood as the Super Bowl Shuffle?
The beat's a little better. They're running highlights and stuff, and there's a lot of drone footage. That's the big thing now. You got to have drone footage in your videos.
We got the Strohs shuffling through. We got the tune by old Matt Do. No, okay.
God, I hate you so much for doing that right now. That wasn't bad for being on the fly, though. That wasn't too bad.
El Jefe on the fly, the GIF King, or GIF King, as you explained, he superimposed me with everybody that was at your show last night. I was actually, and I told you this, I was trying to get there. He tweeted us.
Oh, I see it now. I see it. That is great.
I was trying to get there, and unfortunately, truth be told, one of the dogs had a medical emergency. I watched the baseball game in the lobby of the animal hospital last night.
That sucks.
Yeah, that was fun. Dog couldn't put any pressure on the front paw of one of the legs. Wife thought that the world was ending. So that meant that I faced reality and put the dog in the car and realized I would not be watching the game in the comfort of my own home, but in an uncomfortable lobby at a 24-hour animal hospital. Thank goodness the dog, after a large bill, is okay.
Good times.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be okay in the next
one. So he's good to go?
She has thankfully, instead of a broken bone, she just has a sprain, some like a pulled muscle. I'm like, who knew? Dogs really? Get pulled muscles? Okay.
Well, that's weird.
She's got to take it easy for a couple days.
I didn't know they could do that, but I guess if you got a muscle, anybody that has a muscle can pull it, I suppose.
Baby.
Yeah, El Jefe was tweeting out all the different LeBron shoes that are Yankees themed.
Yep.
And I got to admit, I'm not a big LeBron shoe guy. I really like some of those, though. The first one that he tweeted, I guess, is the LeBron 1. I really like that. And then there's the, I don't know what version it is, but it's got the 27 in New York on the front, on the toe. And I really like that version of the LeBron shoe. It might be my favorite version. But I like those as well. But my, I really, if you're into shoes, if you're a shoe guy, the Jeter Respect Jordan 1s, I wanted to get those and I waited too long. And then you can get them, you know, on the market, but they're like $500.
Oh, the Retupect?
No, the Respect.
Retupect.
No, that's not what. No.
That's how they spell it.
I know. I hate that. It's like, that's not an S. That's the opposite side of the S, idiots. That's not a. That doesn't even
People
look like
that. Put that on license plates, too. Pect. A lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just like the 3 is an E.
If you want to say it's a Z, okay. If you were going to replace a Z with a 2, I'm for you.
I'm with you.
You kind of have to use a 5 if you're going to replace an S with a number.
I get it.
So going with the 2, I'm with you. It's Retupect.
I don't like the Jordan 1 Jeters, but I love the LeBron 1 Yankee colors.
You don't like the Jordan 1 with the gold on the side and the pinstripes just in the back?
No. And I don't like, I told you, I don't like anything on the toe.
They don't have anything on the toe, do they?
I don't.
Those are the new ones that now have H-rated. Okay. Those suck.
Okay.
No. It's the one that came out like last year or the year before. I'll get them and tweet them out. They're fire.
The old LeBrons in the blue and white color.
Those are the ones.
No doubt about it.
All right, let me get a couple more texts in because we're getting, they're still rolling in.
Okay.
Whose locker room do you think Clemens and Pettit will visit tomorrow?
Both.
That's a pretty good question.
Both.
I think both, but where does their allegiance lie? Yankees.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
But again, at the end of the day, that would behoove me to say if it was the Red Sox-Astros series, Clemens would stop over in the Boston side simply because, in my mind, if he goes in the Hall of Fame ever, he's a Red Sox.
Now, do you think both of those guys are even going to the ballpark?
I saw Pettit there throwing batting practice, I think, when the Yankees were in town during the regular season.
Really?
He was here, but he was throwing BP for the Yankees, I believe.
I just don't see Clemens going to the ballpark nowadays.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, I know he did a lot of stuff with, like, Skeeters maybe last year, the year before, but...
He's out now. He's out there more in the public again. He's golfing in big tournaments. He played in Tahoe this year. He's been doing a lot of stuff like that. But, you know, overall, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I think that he's kind of thinking it's starting to fade away a little bit, all the negativity, because he's getting out there a little bit more. Yeah, that'd be interesting. You don't think, when he goes to the Hall of Fame, you don't think he goes in as a Red Sox?
I don't know, man. When you think about all the stops he had, he's either going in as a Yankee or a Red Sox.
Right.
But when you look at even his stops in Toronto, how well he pitched here. I think his heart, though, is in Boston. I really think so.
Yeah, he still goes back for, like, when they honor
old teams and things like that. That's where maybe his heart ultimately is.
That's where he got his start. I mean, when he was the young Rocket, that's where he was, you know, putting his mark on the map.
Good question, though. I like the question. And then Jeremy T said, would the Indians have been a better matchup with the depletion of their bullpen, or are y'all happy with getting a hot Yankees team? I wanted the Yankees over the Indians because I feel like they played, I mean, you look at just how they played head-to-head against these teams. They fared much better against the Yankees than they did the Indians, and I felt like they would have a better shot. And for some reason, the Astros seemed to play well in Yankee Stadium as well. I don't know if it's that short porch and right that they feel like, hey, we got to, you know, it's an opposite Phil Crawford box for us. It's just like home. I don't know what it is, but it seems like the Astros do well in Yankee Stadium. That's why I would like that.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, you know what? And I was wrong, and I'll be the first to admit it. I thought Encarnacion was done for a long period of time, as bad as that injury looked, and he played last night.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you're not going to say that he played exceptionally well, but he played, so I was wrong. Give the guy credit. He's a gamer. He tried to give it a go, and it just didn't work out, so. We'll see, but it's all set now. It's the American League Championship Series. Astros-Yankees first game tomorrow night, 7:08, I believe. But it should be a good one. Looking forward to that. We've got 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go. Don't forget, 2:30, Sigmund Bloom. All your fantasy football questions. You guys are really impressive today. We tell you, and you listen. You have gotten us a lot already to go on for fantasy football questions for Sigma. But if you have questions, either for us or for him, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, back with hour number 2 right here on ESPN 97.5.